This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
News brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More. With professional and knowledgeable staff, you'll get your questions answered and find the products that are right for you. Order online at pitbullsmoke.com for locals by locals. Here locally, a U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer who used to be stationed in Norfolk has been convicted of attempted espionage.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Bryce Petticini was found guilty following a seven-day general court-martial. He served aboard the Japanese-based guided missile destroyer, the USS Higgins. We'd actually heard about him previously. This has been going on for a little while now. But his actions, apparently most of them took place in 2022 and 2023 here in Hampton Roads.
Oh, really?
Yeah. NCIS found that he gave classified and national defense information to a foreign government, and that is a big no-no. He provided the information saying that he was using these papers to write research papers. So apparently that's how he got his hands on them.
Oh, okay.
And then he handed them over.
Wow.
Yeah, he was caught in Japan and handed over. Following a trial, he was convicted of attempted espionage and failure to obey a lawful order and an attempted violation of a lawful general order. His sentencing is scheduled for May 7th. And that'll take place in San Diego. In honor of former President George H.W. Bush's 100th birthday, which is coming up later this year, crew members from the USS George H.W. Bush went out yesterday all over Hampton Roads and did a ton of community service.
Well, that's nice.
1,300 sailors went to 77 different places and did a bunch of good deeds.
That's pretty cool.
Different things they had listed where they went to the Norfolk's Queen Street Baptist Church to hand out boxes of food to the needy. Mm-hmm. And over at the Food Bank of Southeastern Virginia on the Eastern Shore, who were very familiar with. They set up there and helped box food for delivery. The food bank president and CEO, Christopher Tan, was very excited about having them out there.
We'll probably pack 700 to 800 boxes of food for people in need. And again, they do it with a great joy, and really, we're really grateful to have them.
Yeah.
Yep. And they said that they did a combined 3,000 hours of community service in one day.
That's terrific.
That's fantastic. And thank you to Channel 13 for the audio, by the way. Captain Dave Pollard from the Bush, he's the commanding officer there, spoke of their duties and that this extends beyond what they would normally be expected to do by a lot of people.
We're asking these sons and daughters of America to go out and defend liberty and freedom. And we do that, and that is our mission. But when we come home, we have a civic responsibility to volunteer, to be a part of our community.
Yep. And again, thank you to Channel 13 for the audio. But yeah, they were at tons of places yesterday. Tip of the hat. That's just so cool.
No, I'm glad that you brought that up. That's good.
Very sweet. The Newport News Police Department is setting up something this weekend for folks. If you own a Hyundai, you can go out there and get yourself a free steering wheel lock this weekend. They're doing a vehicle crime prevention event Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Peninsula Korean Baptist Church. That's where that will be taking place. They can have their vehicle ID numbers spray painted and engraved onto the catalytic converter, which is an issue.
That's
for a
the
lot
other
of
thing
people.
For. So if you get a Hyundai, you're doubly boned.
Yeah,
we can steal it.
Yeah,
and then we can cut it up for parts.
Yeah, they'll also etch it onto the windows glass. Apparently for you.
The window glass, yeah, they do that.
Yep, and again, they'll be giving away some locks as well.
Damn.
They say bring a vehicle registration with you day of the event, because...
Prove that it's
you
yours.
You do need...
Yeah, how about that?
Say, hey, it's my car.
I'm going to need that, and it's going to have the numbers that we need on it.
You don't have the registration, they might have a few questions.
I don't know.
If you need any more info, Rumble in the Morning Facebook page has...
Got a guy just standing there going, hurry up.
Come on, man, come
get
on.
Get done with the etching.
Get out of here, come on.
We got to go.
Thank you,
company. Don't hurt yourself, man.
I'm trying. This story's everywhere this morning. Authorities in Maryland say a PE teacher and former athletic director from a Baltimore County high school has been arrested and is now being charged with something we were all afraid of, using AI to try and get his boss fired.
This is the most important story in the news today. Honest to God, listen to this.
He used an AI cloning service to clone his principal's voice to try and get him in trouble. The county police say they a recording that was created by Dazon Darian, he was the athletic director in question here. He accessed school computers, looked for OpenAI tools. Nobody knows exactly which one he used yet, but he used some kind of voice AI. And they say he made a recording to retaliate against the principal of the school, who was pursuing an investigation into his mishandling of school funds.
Yeah.
So he was mad at the guy for investigating.
Oh, yeah. And the dude is about to lose his job. They said they weren't going to renew his contract.
And this is his get even.
Right.
So he now faces charges of theft, disrupting school activities, and retaliating against a witness. The recording here, which circulated on social media back in January, sounded like the principal, Eric Eiswirt, making racist and anti-Semitic remarks. Experts spoke with different newspapers there and the police, and they said that in the recording, you could tell it wasn't him because of the flat tone, the unusually clean black background.
Yeah.
Because there was no sounds behind him.
Right.
And the lack of consistent breathing sounds or pauses.
That's interesting because the guy was removed from his job over this.
They did, when it came out and started circulating, they did remove him temporarily.
Yeah.
For this because
and all hell broke loose. The school was getting threatening phone calls and
yep.
People believed it.
Yeah, well, and that's the problem because yes, experts can identify it wasn't the case, yeah. But a lot of damage was done in the meantime.
This is the beginning.
Yeah. Over the past year, the AI-powered voice cloning technology market has grown by leaps and bounds. We've seen the thefts where people steal from folks, making it sound like they have somebody hostage or something.
Right.
And we had those Texas companies that got in trouble for that robocall faking being President Biden.
That's true. And there's a lot of other stuff,
there's tons of them that wasn't
in the news. I saw a video yesterday of Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to a Post Malone emulator just make up a new song. And it was good.
What?
Oh, it was good. And you see him just throw his hands up in the air like he thought it was cool.
Right.
But he couldn't believe that the thing just made up a song that
like
fast.
That.
And it's him.
See?
It's like, wow, dude. The world.
It's getting scary.
But this getting even
thing.
Kind of thing.
The
revenge deal.
Thing. Yep. Lawmakers have filed several bills with the No Fakes Act and the No AI Fraud Act. The whole point of them is to keep technology companies from using people's faces, voices, names without permission, but none of them have been passed yet.
They need 10 seconds, something like 10 seconds worth of your voice.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Someone said as low as 3. I don't know if that's possible, but 10 seconds worth for sure.
I want to say it might have been OpenAI. There was another company that actually held off a text-to-voice generator they had coming out because of the concerns. There's no safeguards around all this yet, so they were concerned of how it would be used, so they pushed it back. It hasn't been released.
No, the cat's out of the bag, dude.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's still happening regardless, but... in other news, New York's highest court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction and ordered a new trial. The Court of Appeals yesterday said that the judge at Weinstein's Me Too trial prejudiced him with improper rulings, is how they phrased it. Basically, the main thing they focused on was they let women testify about allegations that weren't part of the case.
Right.
So, the 72-year-old Weinstein is serving a 23-year sentence in New York, but he'll remain imprisoned because of a 2022 conviction in Los Angeles, where he is serving a 16-year prison term for that. His lawyers say the California conviction should be overturned for the same reasons, as the case also featured allegations that weren't part of the charges.
Yeah.
But legal experts say that California allows that testimony.
Oh, really?
So, they may not be able to get around that one.
Interesting. I didn't realize it was state by state.
I didn't either, but I guess it's a New York court, and he was tried in different places for these things.
I always thought that was odd in that particular instance. It's like, that's kind of weird. There was three women outside of the ones that laid the charges out.
Right.
So these women had already been to the police.
Yeah.
And the police had said, we don't have enough to charge him based on your testimony.
Right.
But then we let them in court.
Right.
So it's hearsay.
Right.
To a degree. At least if you reason it out that way, and clearly that's what's happened here.
Yeah.
So it's a technicality, and you fumble the ball, and now everybody that was preyed upon in the New York case feels let down.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's been several officials from New York who have tried to get out and say this has nothing to do with the witnesses themselves, the victims themselves.
No. Everyone believes you.
Yeah.
It's totally believable, totally provable.
Like you said, just a technicality, unfortunately.
And that's where that is. But all this means is he gets another trial. It doesn't mean he's out.
No, he's not off scot-free.
Oh, no. He's got to go through this process
again. He'll get another trial. Yeah. But then again, the California one still stands for now. I'm sure his lawyers are going to try and challenge it. But
well, that's what's keeping him in jail is the California one.
Right. So. Yeah. We'll shift to something much different. Long before we texted and tweeted every thought we had known to mankind, all we could do, Rick, was beep about it. Morse code. It is Morse code day. The first form of radio communication is named after Samuel Morse, the inventor of the telegraph. And, it used a series of long shorts and beeps to spell things out. Mm-hmm. The first message ever sent in Morse code was this. Thrilling audio, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes on for much longer than that. But what the first actual one was what hath God wrought?
Oh, that's right.
It's a Bible verse from the Book of Numbers.
I forgot about that, yeah.
And I found out that it was actually suggested by the daughter of the patent commissioner.
Really?
Really?
That's where that came from.
Well, if you wish to keep the patent,
yes,
you will Morse code what my daughter
would
has suggested.
My daughter wants, yes. And that was sent from D.C. to Baltimore the first time. But now I would like to present my own. It's about 10 seconds.
Yeah?
Hang on. There's one more part. All right, there you go. You have just received a Morse code version of...
Yes?
You up? There you go.
Oh, man. We should have come in at 3 a.m. to play that.
No kidding, right? That would have been amazing. Oh, man. But, yeah, so we've obviously moved a far way away from Morse code by now. But speaking of the future, TikTok, the CEO, said on social media that they expect to win a legal challenge to block legislation that was signed into law by President Joe Biden that says that they have to sell off the company. But ByteDance says that they would prefer, that's the parent company to TikTok, said they would prefer to shut down the app rather than sell it if the legal options don't work.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep, they would prefer that, they said. The algorithms TikTok relies on to make everything work are very valuable to them, so they don't want to sell that to another company.
That's, yeah.
Yep. So TikTok,
makes some sense.
TikTok, they said, accounts for only a small share of their total revenue and daily active users because they're involved in a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the parent company said they'd rather just take the loss and shut the whole thing down because it's not going to affect their bottom line that much.
Well... why would they shut it down? Why wouldn't you just stop? They would just shut it down
in
the United States.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly,
because they do have a world market.
Yeah. Well, though we've seen like the one in China is very different than the one we have here in the United States. And it's very controlled. And
Well, there's different rules everywhere. So the European Union has an entirely different set of rules for what they can and cannot gather. It's not the same as the one that's here either.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Yeah. People think the internet's the same everywhere. And boy, it changes depending on where you go.
Not at all.
The EU has different rules for like the App Store and you know, stuff like that. So it changes place to place. A shutdown, they say, would have limited impact on ByteDance's business, while the company wouldn't have to give up its core algorithm and could still hang on to that to make money other places.
Well, it probably has a value and it probably has a use in other places. But by the same, I would be interested to see who these creators are going to be, because it seems all the TikToks I see appear to be American. Now, that might be by design.
Right, because we're here.
Because we're here, right? If I'm in Germany, I'm probably going to get Germans.
Yeah, probably.
Doing the creating. But they say only 2% of users actually ever make one.
Yeah, so really.
So it's, you really have a small pool of material to source.
Right. I got to tell you, though, I scrolled through TikTok for the first time in I don't know how long, yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a lot like I left it. Mm-hmm. A ton of videos, I go, nope, swipe. Nope, swipe.
Well, that's
nope,
the beauty
swipe.
Of it.
And I'm like,
you just keep swiping until you find something.
Yeah,
man.
But then I turned it off and I was like, it's not working for me.
Don't care?
Yeah, just nothing grabbed my interest. You know, I'll go back in a month or two. I'll say goodbye before it leaves. You know, it's got 270 days. You did talk about things having a certain value, and Mark Zuckerberg's net worth dropped yesterday by $18 billion in one day.
Wow.
Funny how that can happen to a human being. Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently Meta had an earnings call yesterday, and the stock has seen a really steep decline. It's the worst one they've had since October of 2022.
Oh, no kidding.
They did beat expectations on revenue and everything, but the revenue they're expecting to make moving forward, not all that great. Plus, he also said, Zuckerberg did, that they were going to continue to spend billions of dollars investing in artificial intelligence and the metaverse, neither of them turning a profit yet.
Oh, they're still working on the metaverse?
He is still dedicated
to
the metaverse.
He has not abandoned that.
No, he will not give up on
that
the metaverse.
That is, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no interest.
I had a Oculus Rift or whatever they called it for a while.
Yeah.
And I could access the metaverse. Boy, it was boring.
It looks very boring.
There was nothing to do. I got to be honest. That was just my experience. There's probably kids out there that figured out tons of fun stuff with it, but it didn't do much for me. Yeah, so his stock dropped. This is all based on how many shares he has in Meta. He has about 345 million of them.
Oh, yeah.
And so since they dropped yesterday, he lost $18 billion at once.
Wow.
Which is just insane to me.
The idea that you can.
Oh, and the best part is...
And he doesn't have to sell anything.
No!
He's going to be fine.
Yeah, and this isn't even the worst day he's had.
Yeah.
In 2022, he lost $30 billion in one day.
Yeah.
And he can just come right back and go, whatever. You know, I'll make it back tomorrow.
More money than I'll ever need.
No kidding, right? Yeah. So he's still wealthy. That's the end of that story.
Right.
Today, mostly cloudy with then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 61. Northeast wind 7 to 11 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 48. I'm liking the weekend. Mostly sunny with a high near 66 tomorrow. And then mostly sunny with a high near 80 on Sunday. 48 degrees right now. With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.